China's been in the news a lot lately, and unfortunately not for pleasant things, which is a shame as coronavirus, COVID-19, sweeps the globe. Because of that, you might be hearing stories of people staying away from Chinese restaurants, of pretty horrific racism going on in your community as well, directed at people who really are just as helpless as you are in this situation. But I'm excited because today we're going to remember what makes our Australian Chinese communities wonderful, what makes thousands of people just like you flock to Chinatown every time you're in the big smoke, but also what makes you love and support your local Chinese restaurant. And it's unique to Australia. So let's find out as we look at design that's going on all around us with architect and urban designer Jordan Silver. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Hey, Chinatowns aren't unique to Australia. Are they pretty common around the world?
And I think there's a Chinatown in every major Western established city around the world.
Do we see some difference, though, depending on where they are?
Well, the one that I thought I brought up is San Francisco, which is quite a famous Chinatown. And what makes it unique is that after a natural disaster in the early 20th century, they basically rebuilt the place, but not as an authentic little ethnic enclave like Sydney's Chinatown. More so as a kind of stage set, almost like a Disneyland of what China looks like to the Western world.
So they made it a little bit like a, yeah, almost like a snapshot, like a futuristic theme park kind of thing of what it could be or what we think it is if we don't actually visit.
Exactly, like a postcard or a snow globe kind of thing. Whereas Sydney's Chinatown is actually, it is an authentic ethnic enclave, and it's been put together over decades and decades for the local Chinese community that have lived there for ages. It has a really interesting and rich history.
Yeah, why do we see these pop up? Why have these happened?
Well, I think that the reason that the sort of more gimmicky aspects of Chinatowns tend to develop is that there is economic opportunity in Chinatowns. They're really popular tourist destinations. I personally love going to Sydney's Chinatown. So I take friends from out of town whenever they're here. It's the first place that I go. It's where I go with my friends to go out and eat on the weekends. But yeah, unfortunately, there is a certain level of superficial reference to Chinese culture that just ends up developing because it is this kind of momentary snapshot that you get to experience when you go there.
Does that mean it's not as authentic, that it is being sold to that Western market a little bit more and it's maybe played up a little bit, like you were saying in San Fran?
I think that Sydney Chinatown still has a bit of authentic grime and grit to it, but as it is developing and becoming such a popular destination, it's getting kind of cleaned up. I spoke to some Sydney architects. They're called Lacoste and Stevenson, and they did a project with a group called Frost Design and an artist called Pamela C. They made this little building called the Red Pagoda, which is at the end of Dixon Street, right in the smack bang in the middle of Sydney's Chinatown.
Yeah.
And that's a redevelopment of a little pavilion that was donated by a Chinese architect back in the 80s, which was a shade shelter but was attracting all sorts of antisocial behaviour. Mm. So the city worked with the architects to convert it into this little tourist information kiosk, beautiful little object, and at night it's this glowing red lantern in the middle of the city.
Amazing. When we say tourists, are we talking mostly locals, or it is people visiting the city as well?
I think it's a huge mix, to be honest. And I think it's not just Chinese that make up the population of Haymarket in Sydney or any Chinatown really. It tends to be a pretty even mix of different sort of backgrounds, Asian cultures, and locals.
It's interesting as well because so much, if we look at the Sydney Chinatown, there has been so much change and development around that area. Sydney looks completely different from when, Chinatown first popped up, yet it has stayed there. Through all of it, it's stayed there. Why are these areas still so important to so many of us?
I think they're just Well, firstly, they're so enjoyable to go to and experience. I mean, some of the best food you can get going out in Sydney is in Chinatown.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of concern from some of the local community around there that with all the development that's happening around and the kind of the cleanup of Chinatown, that there might be a bit of a loss of the kind of memory of the place and the history of the place. There's not a museum or anything like that to contain and capture any of that history. So it is important to do things to keep hold of it.
for our regional areas, do we see any of this replicated at a local level?
No, it's unfortunately the only example that I could sort of think to bring up is the classic suburban or regional Chinese restaurant. But they are like a commonplace occurrence in regional towns, and I think they hold a little bit of memory of foreign migration and Chinese culture in their own kind of special little way.
Mm. And they are still that meeting point for everyone, where you can go, you can share a meal, you do it with different generations. It becomes, you know, something that you tend to always go back to the same place.
Totally. And I think it's easy to, you know, when you pay attention to these sort of things, it's easy to notice just how big of a part of our Australian identity our kind of Chinese and Asian design influence really is. Mm. In a contemporary sense, moving maybe more into the development that's happening here and now in and around Sydney and regional New South Wales, Chinese foreign investment is a huge driving force behind many of the public spaces, great works of architecture that are being built and have become our kind of local icons. Mm. There's a Frank Gehry building in Sydney now, you know, which is a kind of a marker of some great design happening, and that's directly as a result of relationship with China.
If we look at that design from that urban perspective, there are a lot, you know, as you walk past the entry to the Melbourne Chinatown, same with Sydney, you know, the design does change of the buildings around you in that area, and you do see different kind of paintings and artworks and tiling on the walls. Is that an essential part to setting that scene, to creating that mood?
I think so. I think there's a certain level of literal interpretation of either historical or even stereotypical Asian design culture motifs that just sort of needs to happen to get that kind of playful atmosphere happening. Some of it is actually authentic, you know. But then what's more interesting now, I think, is that with a newer generation sort of quote-unquote setting up shop in the Chinatowns of Australia, now we have young Asian background entrepreneurs who have come here as international students, maybe, or just stuck around following that, they're setting up eateries, shops, and destinations which aren't connecting to that kind of gimmicky past as much. They're a truer reflection of what's actually happening in contemporary China, which is kind of cool.
So then what does the future of our Chinese communities, our Chinese restaurants, our Chinatowns look like?
I don't know. It's exciting to think. I think definitely more all sorts of tea. It just seems to be like there's a tea shop on every corner. I thought of the example. You know, there's this funny Disney Pixar movie called Big Hero 6. I don't know if you've seen it, but that's set in an imaginary city, which they call Sanfrokyo. It's not China, obviously. It's Japan. But there's this wonderful, like, the Golden Gate Bridge has been altered to have a sort of red pagoda structure integrated in with the sort of pylons and that sort of thing. So I could imagine a sort of Shang Sydney, you know, in a not too distant future where we see that sort of wonderful mishmash and mix of the two cultures coming together in a confused way.
Yeah, so instead of it being in just one laneway, it becomes a little more bigger than that and sort of just part of design everywhere.
I think so, and it becomes something of itself, you know, not a reference, but something new. The other stuff that's really exciting is there's sort of galleries and cultural spots in and around New South Wales and Sydney, especially where contemporary Chinese art and artists are being celebrated. Here in Sydney, you know, there's a famous gallery called the White Rabbit Gallery. Here in Sydney, there's also there's one called 4A Gallery. Those are great places where the sort of the less gimmicky and the more contemporary expressions of culture coming from those places around the world are getting a chance to be celebrated here. Mm. And then we get this great exposure and this great cultural exchange.
What do you think this says about our opening up into that Asia-Pacific region as well, and how Australia really has started embracing our neighbours a little bit better?
Yeah, I think, I think it all points in a good direction. There's obvious, you know, trade and economics opening up in all sorts of ways, but when it sort of finds its way to the culture and to the nitty-gritty, I think that's when it gets really exciting and really expressive, and when we as Australians get a sort of get more perspective on where it is that we sit geographically in the world, you know, who our nearest neighbours are and who we are as a result. You know, we were a colony and we're slowly but surely becoming more aware of our actual position in the world, you know. It's it's cool.
Jordan, it'll be interesting to see if Shang Sydney comes about, if, you know, Hollywood movies do end up playing true. We are seeing it with a lot of the tech and gadgets, so we'll see what happens. Great to chat with you. Chat soon.
It's great to chat to you, isn't it?
Jordan Silver there, architect and urban designer, talking through some of that Chinese restaurant in regional areas, Chinatowns in our cities, that history that we have with that culture and sharing it and keeping it alive through older generations, younger generations, through the sharing of meals as well, which is always really important.